Leviticus chapter 14. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This shall be the law for the person with a defiling skin disease in the day of his purification, when he is brought to the priest. The priest must go outside the camp and examine the disease, and if the defiling skin disease is healed in the person, then the priest will command two living clean birds, a piece of cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop twig, be brought for the one being cleansed. The priest will command to kill one of the birds in a clay pot filled with fresh water. Then he will take the living bird with the cedar wood, the scarlet yarn, and the hyssop twig, and shall dip them and the living bird in the blood of the bird that was killed over the fresh water. Then he will sprinkle it seven times on the one being cleansed from the defiling skin disease, pronounce him clean, and then let the living bird go in the open field. The one cleansed must wash his clothes, shave off all his hair, and bathe in water. Then he shall be clean. After that he will come back into the camp, but must stay outside his tent for 7 days. On the seventh day he must shave all the hair off his head, his beard, and his eyebrows. He must shave off all his hair. Then he must wash his clothes and bathe himself in water. Then he will be ritually clean. Then on the eighth day he must take two male lambs without defect, and 1-year-old female lamb without defect, 6 quarts of fine flour for a grain offering mixed with olive oil, and a cup of olive oil. The priest that cleanses him shall set the man who is to be cleansed and those things before the Lord at the entrance of the tent of meeting. The priest will take one of the lambs and offer it for a guilt offering along with a cup of olive oil, and wave them high for a wave offering before the Lord. Then he will slaughter the male lamb in the place where they slaughter the sin offering and the burnt offering, in the place of the sanctuary. The guilt offering belongs to the priest, just like the sin offering. It is most holy. Next, the priest will take some of the blood of the guilt offering, and the priest will put it on the tip of the right ear of the one who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Then the priest will take some of the cup of the olive oil and pour it into the palm of his own left hand. The priest will dip his right finger in the oil that is in his left palm, and will sprinkle some olive oil with his finger 7 times before the Lord. Some of the olive oil that is in his hand the priest will put on the tip of the right ear of the one who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on top of the blood of the guilt offering. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's palm he will put on the head of the one who is to be cleansed. In this way the priest will make atonement for him before the Lord. Then the priest will offer the sin offering, and make atonement for the one who is to be cleansed because of his ritual uncleanness. Afterward he will slaughter the burnt offering, and the priest will offer the burnt offering and the grain offering on the altar. In this way the priest will make atonement for him, and he will be clean. But if he is poor and cannot afford these offerings, then he will take 1 male lamb for a guilt offering to be waved high to make atonement for him, and 2 quarts of fine flour mixed with olive oil for a grain offering, and a cup of olive oil, and 2 turtle doves and 2 young pigeons, whichever he can afford, the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering. On the 8th day he must bring them for his cleansing to the priest, to the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord. Then the priest will take the lamb and the guilt offering and the cup of olive oil, and the priest will wave them high for a wave offering before the Lord. Then the priest will slaughter the lamb for the guilt offering, and will take some of the blood of the guilt offering and put it on the tip of the right ear of the one who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot. Then the priest will pour some of the olive oil into the palm of his own left hand. He will sprinkle with his right finger some of the olive oil that is in his left hand 7 times before the Lord. Then the priest will put the oil that is in his hand, on the tip of the right ear of the one who is to be cleansed, and on the thumb of his right hand, and on the big toe of his right foot, on the place where the blood of the guilt offering was put. The rest of the oil that is in the priest's hand he will put on the head of the one who is to be cleansed, to make atonement for him before the Lord. Then the priest will offer one of the turtle doves or young pigeons, whichever he can afford, the one for a sin offering and the other for a burnt offering, along with the grain offering. In this way, the priest will make atonement for the person being cleansed before the Lord. This is the law for him in whom there is a defiling skin disease, who cannot afford the offerings for his cleansing. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, When you enter the land of Canaan, which I am giving to you for a possession, and I find a spreading mold in the house in the land of your possession, then the owner of the house must come and tell the priest, saying, There seems to me to be some sort of disease in my house. Then the priest must command that they empty the house before the priest goes in to examine the mold, or all that is in the house may become unclean. Afterward, the priest will go in to examine the house. He shall examine the mold, and if the mold is in the walls of the house with greenish or reddish streaks, and it appears deeper than the surface of the wall, then the priest must go outside the door of the house and close up the house for 7 days. The priest must come back on the 7th day and re-examine it, and if the mold has spread in the walls of the house, then the priest must order that they remove the stones in which mold appeared, and throw them outside the town in an unclean place. After that, he is to have the inside of the house scraped thoroughly, and they shall dump the mortar they scraped off outside the town in an unclean place. They shall take other stones and put them in place of those stones and replaster the house. If the mold appears and breaks out in the house after he has pulled out the stones, scraped the house, and replastered it, then the priest must go and examine it, and if the mold has spread in the house, it is a defiling mold in the house, it is unclean. Then he shall have the house torn down, its stones, wood, and all the plaster of the house. He must haul all of it outside the town to an unclean place. Anyone who goes into the house while it is quarantined will be unclean until evening. Anyone who sleeps in the house must wash his clothes, and anyone who eats in the house must wash his clothes. If, however, the priest comes in and examines it, and the mold has not spread in the house after the house has been replastered, then the priest will pronounce the house clean, because the mold is gone. Then, to cleanse the house, he shall bring 2 birds with cedar wood, scarlet yarn, and hyssop twig. The priest will slaughter one of the birds over fresh water in the clay pot. He will take the cedar wood, the hyssop, the scarlet yarn, and the living bird, and dip them in the blood of the slaughtered bird and the fresh water, and sprinkle the house 7 times. Then the priest will cleanse the house with the blood of the bird, the fresh water, the living bird, the cedar wood, the hyssop, and the scarlet yarn. Then he will release the living bird outside the town in the open field. In this way the priest makes atonement for the house, and it will be clean. This is the law for all manner of defiling skin disease, and for a sore, and for defiling mold in a garment or a house, and for a swelling, a rash, or a spot, to teach when something is unclean and when it is clean. This is the law for the defiling skin disease.